When I rap, they think big. Them, they think Uzi. Not the rapper, but please come shoot me. I know, I'm a fool, B. My check so many O's, I'm getting woozy. I'm bombing, Jack. The Don with packs, the Fonz of rap. And y'all know the vibes, the volume's back. Yeah. These niggas can't fuck with me, man. But, you know, the volumes is definitely back. And, I gotta say the volumes is like my favorites. I mean, Summer Madness used to be like my favorite. But, if you don't really know about battle rap, Summer Madness is like the Super Bowl. And the volumes are like the playoffs. Like all through the year, the playoffs. And kind of get a gauge on who should be on Summer Madness by the way people perform in the volumes. Because the volumes are like the original setting. It takes you back to like the barbershops, the corners, the record stores, the sneaker stores and stuff like that. And I don't really do predictions, but Volume 7, man, it's just, yo, this card is crazy. It's 6 matches as usual. These usually like five or six matches on a card. This one has 6. And the matches are crazy. Like, let me just run them down. Like, the first match is NWX Captain. DNA Queens Get the Money. Versus F, you know, the VA legend. And, I mean, this match is like, It's gonna be crazy bars, like crazy scheming, crazy lyrics. I mean, Av, he a street rapper too, hustler. But he's more like punchline heavy, rap heavy. And I'm doing this breakdown for people who don't really watch battle rap like that. But people who watch battle rap know that these two guys are really like, you know, rappers. They rap. A lot of schemes, a lot of punchlines. And they get crazy when it comes to lyrics. So this first match should be nice. Now the next match is B-Dot, P.I. Impin' in Red, you know. Versus Shook, Shotgun Shook. Watts, Newark, Representer. You already know. And he rep Jers. And he rep his people out in Cali. Now this one, I think this one's gonna be like a good match, because just on some street shit, they got, you know, they represent two different sides, two different, you know, cliques. And just on some rapping shit too, they both could rap. So, I'm looking forward to this one as well. I'm looking forward to every match on this card, but this one's going to be crazy too. I'm just excited to see, you know, what angles they're going to take, because they can't out-gangster each other. They can't really, like, street each other. So, it's probably going to really come down to the rapping. His next match, Jersey Captain, Watts, Newark Representer, Arse. And everybody knows he's one of my favorites ever since I verse on rap against Tech N9ne. Like way back in the days, he's always been one of my favorites. But he's battling West Coast legend Danny Myers. So I'm not even going to let that sway my opinion, because Danny Myers gets busy too. So I'm looking forward to this match as well. I'm looking forward to see how they gonna rap. And like these, I've got a, these like matches are kind of equally matched as far as it come, when it comes to like, you know, street cred and all that, and like backgrounds and past history. So these dudes gonna have to come to rap. So I'm looking forward to this one as well. And it's another different angle with these two. Everybody joke about the bus driver angles between these two, but you already know that most of that stuff is cap, but you know, but that could be, that's another angle with these two. It's like two bus drivers. Ha ha ha. It's like a running joke in battle rap. So this one should be crazy. And this next match, I shook his pride. Oh my god. It's the return of New Jeruse. Oh my god. He battling or should I say, you know, New Jeruse, he's actually, you know, PI, and you've been in red, you know, representative too. But he battling a West Coast legend. You know, Jay the Nightwing, man. And Jay is no slouch, man. Yo, Jay is nice. So, I'm looking forward to this match. This match is like a unearthly match, man. It's gonna get real unearthly up in there. And for people who don't watch battle rap and you watch Game of Thrones, just imagine how you felt when you watched the Hound fight the Mountain. That's the equivalent to this match in battle rap. It's like you finally getting to see the Hound fight the Mountain. And yo, they gonna get crazy. Like, I always knew Jada Nightwing was nice. Ever since I heard him say that bar, he was like, I take it a step farther. Now stay out your mother room. Yo. Yo, he said that to somebody in a battle, I'll take it a step farther. So now stay out your mother room. Ever since then, I knew he was like real clever. So I was like, yo. And New Jeruse, everybody already know what New Jeruse do. And, it's kind of like that feeling, like that, like when I first started going to the Summer Madnesses, and, when I heard, like, Beloved was battling Cal, and I thought he was just gonna come through and have, like, another, performance like he had on Miles, and I was like, oh, Cal shouldn't battle him now, because, you know, he gonna be coming back, and he coming back off that flawless performance against somebody in the Midwest, but he came back and, like, did something totally different and changed the whole game. So I think, yeah, I'm getting that feeling again, like New Jeruse gonna come back. And I commend Jay for taking him, cause I know ain't nobody really want that smoke, and everybody know what New Jeruse have been through in battle rap over the past few months. And I'm gonna let him tell it, cause you know I don't wanna take no fire away from the match. But he gonna talk about probably what he been through these past couple of months and everything. And I think that's gonna make an interesting match. Oh man, that's gonna be crazy. And the next match, NWX co-captain K-Shine, Zip Him Up, versus the Kingpin, Chilla Jones. Now, Boston representative Chilla Jones, should I say. And with this match, I already got K-Shine as my champion of the year, but I know a lot of people think that Chilla should get champion of the year. It was between kind of like Chilla, B-Dot, and K-Shine, but since B-Dot already beat, or should I say Chilla, according to the fans, already beat B-Dot, it's kind of really up to K-Shine and Chilla. And the winner of this match should really solidify who deserves the award for 2020. But I'm not doing no predictions and nothing like that on this match. I just like Shine because he's one of my favorites. But anything could happen in a battle. So this should be a real good battle. I'm waiting to see this one. And you know, it's going to be kind of hard to match Shine's aggression. And Shine, with his performance and his aggression, he has a nice pen. He says some crazy stuff too. So, Chilla gets aggressive too when he wants to. And his pen is crazy. And this should be real interesting to see in a small room. Like, I can't wait to see this. And then we get to the match, Rock versus Verb. No. Now, this one is crazy because everybody know that Rock, it's like he's been battling since he was like a little kid. And he kind of got that rude away. He was like killed like 100 niggas before he got to his nemesis, Charlie Clips. Battled him in Black Star. And Charlie Clips dirtied him. That's where we get that 3-0 Clips from. And but after that, you know, after that battle, he just shot to the moon. Unlike, you know, when Head Ice battled my guy Ty Knotts. Yo, Head Ice, you need to give Ty Knotts his rematch. But man, what's up, Ty Knotts? You took that L, but man, you should have just kept going, man. But if anybody know Ty Knotts, tell him he need to contact Head Ice to get his get back, get that rematch. But like I said, Rock took his beating and he came back. You know, everybody knows about his rise in the culture. And A-Verb's always been fire since he first came out. Since I first saw him battling on that corner, and he did that the Guardian Angels duck. Like, he, you know, he went viral with that. So A-Verb's been on the killing spree, like trying to take out all the legends. So this is gonna be like another legend on his resume. So this one should be, man, crazy. Like, this whole card, the volume card, man, I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be on January 23rd, streaming on Caffeine. You know, get the app so you can watch it. And can't wait, man. I've been waiting for this one right here. And then everybody know the following card is going to be the Kings versus Queens. But we gonna wait to talk about that one. And that should be nice. That's like the day before Valentine's Day. Ooh, I can't wait for that either. But as I said before, man, when Rock was battling when he was a little kid, he ran into that roadblock. He just broke through it, you know. And I think everybody like stories of redemption, you know. It's kind of motivating. It inspires people to do better, you know. Like, think about it. It's like, you don't want your career, whatever you're going through, to always be flawless. Because you won't really learn anything. It's like the universe does that for you. It's like the universe wants you to go through stuff. They want you to see other people's mistakes. Like, they might give somebody else everything. Like the universe might give somebody else everything and watch them mess it up. Like, you need to watch those people and learn from that. The universe also puts, you know, shady people and bad people in your life to teach you about who to stay away from. The universe does that for you. And the universe might hold some stuff back from you because it wants you to appreciate it once you get it. So just think about it, man. That story of redemption and is used to like inspire you. It's supposed to motivate you. So when you run into those ass whoopings or those roadblocks, don't stress out over it. Appreciate that. Because once you get to your goal, or should I say, once you get to one of your goals or some of your goals, or once you get what you want, and once you study out the people's mistakes, and look out for all the people in your life that shouldn't be there, once you get to the things that you really want, and once you overcome all the pressure and all the roadblocks, you'll appreciate everything a lot more. And that's why when I see Rock, I see he enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? Because for years he had that over his head. You know, he had to build right back up from being killed like that. And if you can dust yourself off and get through all that and build yourself right back up to the top, nothing can stop you. So appreciate those stories of redemption, or appreciate your story if you're going through things and you get through it. Use it as motivation. Use it as inspiration. And you know, use it to go to the next level. And speaking of going to the next level, my G James Harden is back to business in Brooklyn. Oh man, boy, we gonna get the chip this year. I don't like to make predictions, because you know anything can happen. But I hear everybody talking about how can these three work together. When I say these three, I'm talking about the three. Talking about Uncle Drew, Iceberg Slim, and the Beard. And if you don't watch basketball, I'm talking about Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden. Three hoopers. And Harden gonna love it in Brooklyn, man. He got Chelsea Piers. He got the Rucker. He got Dykeman. Man, he got the spot down the street from Madison Square Garden if you want to go hoop, you know. And shout out to Houston for having extracurricular activities, you know, the nice nightclub spots. But we got a lot of them here in Brooklyn, and we got a lot of them here in New York, and we got a lot of them here in New Jersey. A lot of night spots, a lot of places you can just go and just kick back at. So he gonna love it in the city. So welcome James Harden. And, you know, the newscasters and the analysts are saying, how are these three going to work together? How are these three going to work together? You got to share the ball. Yo, when you're on the squad that of people that don't really do what you do, of course you're going to take a lot of shots. But when you're on a team with people that do what you do, you're going to share the ball. You know, when they making all-star teams and when they making Olympic teams, they don't put people together because of, oh, they might not share the ball. You know, they put the best players on the same team. Like when LeBron was picking his all-star team, he had KD on his team, he had Kyrie on his team, and he had James Harden on his squad too. You know, you want to have the best players, and they got the best players, and they used to get in double. Just think, they not gonna be getting double. They gonna be killing people. Because when you go try to double James Harden, are you going to leave Kyrie open? Are you going to leave KD open? It's over. And DJ's got to keep his rebounds up. DJ got to clean up the glass, because we lost Jared Allen. He was one of our good glass cleaners and rim protectors. But we got DJ. And we got three roster spots open, and you know, that's three chances to get a good rim protector and a good glass cleaner. You know, somebody who can get crazy rebounds and somebody who can protect the rim. It's like having get somebody that does crazy defense. You know, get like a Ron Artest or a Dennis Rodman figure in there. And I know those two are like legends, like crazy legends, like, can't really duplicate him, Ron Artest or Dennis Rodman. But I know it's cats in the league that get busy like that, that work hard like that. And there's three roster spots. Get one of those cats in one of those roster spots, it's over. The chip is as good as signed, sealed, and delivered. And when Unk get back, it's going to be crazy. Like, everybody's saying, yo, the Nets just played Orlando and they got crazy on Orlando, but they're Orlando. Yo, they're NBA players. So we say it's only 450 people max in the NBA out of 6 billion people in the world. It's only 450 people in the NBA. So nobody's garbage in the NBA. It's just people that are really good make them look garbage. If those dudes are on a regular court, it would be insane. They would be going crazy. So, the last joint, James Harden debuted with a triple-double. The beard. And KD dropped a 40 ball. And that was without Unk there, you know? So when Kyrie get back, oh my God, man, I cannot wait. Yeah, all their games are going to be on regular TV. All their games are going to be on national TV. Like, who don't want to see that? Like, it's like watching an all-star team just go crazy on people. Shit's going to be insane. And, man, I kind of can't wait. And James Harden, he's just going to feel more comfortable here. It's like the melting pot. You know, it's a hooping city. It's the Mecca. You got all different cultures, all different walks of life. No kind of like racist behavior going on. I mean, sometimes, I hate to say it, sometimes our law enforcement, they do get crazy sometimes. But it's really no racist activity going on. You know, it's really hard to be racist in New York. Because it's just so many different types of cultures here. Like, you're going to be exposed to everything. And you're going to appreciate everything. You got your Little Italy. You got your Chinatown. And you got the cultural element in Brooklyn. Everybody says gentrified. But the culture is still there in Brooklyn. The culture is still there in Uptown. You know. He going to love it here, man. So, welcome to Beard. And we hope you finish your career here. And we hope that dynasty gets solidified here. So, and speaking of dynasty, speaking of being back, my guys, the Buffalo Bills is back in the playoffs, and they handling business. And they playing for that last spot to go to the Super Bowl. And they gotta go. They going up against Mahomes and them boys though. And that should be a good match. Even though it's kinda bittersweet because Lamar Jackson left the game in the third quarter with that concussion, you know. That was kinda messed up. The game was kinda over. Kinda took the air out the game. Even though they was down 17-3 anyways. That CTE ain't no joke, man. Man. Wish a speedy recovery for Lamar Jackson. That's crazy. You know, when you gotta leave like that, anything can happen. You know, the head isn't designed really to take impact like that. And when he hit the ground, when his head hit the ground like that, that's just scary. So, like I said, hope a speedy recovery comes back. And kind of took the air out the game. That's why I was kind of bittersweet. Especially after he threw that pick six. So, just on a lighter note, that had nothing to do with the concussion. But, you know, Bills is already going to work. So, Bills Mafia, you know, we get crazy sometimes. And, if y'all know about the fundraiser, we donate to Lamar Jackson's favorite charity, Blessings in a Backpack. So if y'all got some extra bread, I know it's a pandemic, but if y'all got some extra bread or something, just to show your support of the Bills Mafia, you know, donate a little something to Blessings in a Backpack, you know. Just in like, you know, just to do something good, you know, kind of feels good. Especially when, you know, one of your favorite sports soon to be legends, you know, gets hurt. It's kind of messed up. But it's going to be the Buffalo Bills versus Pat Mahomes and them Chiefs, boy. You know, Josh going to get busy against Pat. So they going to make it do what it do. Everybody know the Chiefs get crazy too. So I don't know, man. But I'm Bills Mafia for life. Even though it's going to be the first time they're back and it's having a chance to go to the Super Bowl since the 90s. I was born in Buffalo. So I rep Buffalo and I rep Brooklyn. So I'm happy to see them boys back up in there, though, you know? And I just hope they go to the Super Bowl and they're going to play either the Bucks or the Packers. Which is going to be a crazy game. Brady versus Aaron, you know. Double, 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 check, check, Chizak, you know. And they both legends, Brady and Rodgers, they both legends. But that should be a good game. And I guess we all know that the Pats going to the Super Bowl every year wasn't a fluke, because we see Brady going, he might have a chance to go right back to the Super Bowl in Brady fashion, you know. Everybody know it was a Brady thing. Brady gets busy. So either I just hope the Bills go, whether they play the Bucks or whether they play the Packs, you know. It's going to be the Bills versus one of those two. And I just want to see a good game. And I'm here for it, you know? And, man, the culture is really rich when it comes to football in Buffalo, man. We support our squads. Like, well, they don't really care. We don't really care, like, if our team goes to, like, the Super Bowl every year or is a championship team every year, whatever. It's just kind of instilled in you as a young kid, you know. It's just kind of what you do. Like, everybody's always out. We was always outside playing football. Always for our squad, whether they made the Super Bowl or not. And this is as a little kid, you know. So, kind of brings me back to being a little kid, seeing the Buffalo Bills back in the Super Bowl. Kind of, he's like, it's really nostalgic. And kind of reminds me of when I used to, you know, I used to live with my grandparents when I was a little kid. Kind of brings back, like, old memories. Like, kind of all the things they used to teach me. My grandmother and my grandfather, they were really good people. They died when I was really young. They died when I was like around 11, around the time when I was like transitioning from Buffalo to Brooklyn. Kind of think that's kind of one of the reasons why the family kind of broke up when they died. And then everybody kind of like went their own way. And then I ended up in Brooklyn. But they taught me a lot of stuff when I was little. My grandmother, she was really good at cooking, and she was a really good farmer, like gardener. She used to like grow her own vegetables, and when I say grow her own vegetables, she used to grow stuff like carrots. She used to grow things like grapes. She's always have like tomatoes, like real vegetables. And they used to always be back there eating the grapes and stuff. They used to be sweet. And she used to cook really good. She used to cook really good. And my grandfather, he used to go like fishing and stuff. Always fishing, always have like big fish. He used to also go hunting. The type of dude that would have like, you know, deer heads on the wall and stuff. He had like this. How it was like the house was big, but it was like another house connected to the house where he used to clean the fish and stuff. And it was kind of like a garage, but it was like another house. And he's like cleaning like the fish in there and have like the hunting trophies, like the deers with the heads on the wall and stuff. And like, used to have like deer hooves. I used to chase my little cousins. I used to like grab deer hooves and chase my cousins around with deer hooves and stuff. I was like a little crazy kid. And he also used to make wine and stuff. He taught me how to make wine. And he taught me about, like, you know, the whole hunting culture and the whole fishing culture. And kind of taught me that self-reliance thing. Like, if you was put out in the woods, you know, would you be able to survive? And I wouldn't recommend it, but if I was put out in the woods, I would know how to survive, because I know how to fish. I know how to hunt. Just if I had like a gun and like a knife, I would never starve. He taught me how to, like, you know, fish for like fish and stuff, and hunt. And my grandmother taught me how to grow food, and I learned how to cook from her, so I would never starve. And I think those are like things that you should instill in your children. I know everything is like getting like modern, and everything is getting automated, and things are really easy to like acquire, and everything is like electronic. Like, no one really pays for anything but cash these days. But just imagine all this stuff. If all this stuff was taken away from us, you know, would you be able to survive? And I would, because all those qualities were all instilled in me as a little kid. And I recommend that. I'm not saying you got to take your youngins or the people, or your little brothers and sisters or your little cousins or your kids hunting and camping and stuff like that. But I think in some way you need to instill those qualities in them, whether you do it at home, whether you grill food, whether you show them how to clean food, whether you show them how to clean fish, whether you show them how to cook. Instill some kind of qualities that will help them survive if everything was taken away from you. And I think it would, you know, create a more well-rounded child, and we wouldn't have to worry so much about having things automated and having things done for us in the future. And as you know, the children are the future. I think Whitney Houston said it best. She believed the children are the future. And I believe if you instill the right qualities in them and you make sure their head is right and you make sure they have the right tools and utilities to carry on the legacies, they'll be able to lead the way.